From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama has offered the nation's condolences to victims of the shooting rampage in Tucson. Mr. Obama leading an overflow crowd at the University of Arizona, where Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man set an heroic tone for the memorial service. The president paying tribute to those who were killed and to those whose courage prevented any further loss of life. And he had a surprising announcement about wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
A few minutes after we left her room and some of her colleagues from Congress were in the room, Gabby opened her eyes for the first time.
The president also called for a new era of civility following the shootings.
And make sure that we're talking with each other in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez says the president's message got a positive response from those at the service.
People leaving the president's address talked about how they had felt loneliness in their grief before this service. People appeared to be looking for something to feel good about. Grad student Kaylee Wilson said she was inspired by Mr. Obama's call for a community of hope.
I think it was just, how do you move forward and how do you make yourself not be so stuck in your own moral framework that you can't listen to the other side?
Wilson said she thought the event would help the healing in Tucson. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Tucson.
Floodwaters have inundated more than 30,000 homes and businesses in Australia's third largest city, Brisbane. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says the flood zone could remain underwater for days.
In some neighborhoods, cresting floodwaters left piles of debris before retreating. One resident who braved the waters to check on his father's home was sucked into a storm drain and killed. Brisbane's Deputy Police Commissioner Ian Stewart warned other residents to avoid the same fate.
People need to be patient. Going back to check properties. This is exactly what we were afraid would happen. It is avoidable and will be avoidable if people just wait a little while until those areas are made safe.
Even with waters receding, it will take many days before many residents can return home. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Brisbane.
A new report finds there were nearly 3 million foreclosure filings in 2010. That's a new record, and banks repossessed about a million homes. Rick Sharga with the foreclosure research firm Realty Track says the freeze on foreclosures last fall by some major banks while they looked into possible faulty paperwork may mean a surge in foreclosure activity this year.
The fact that probably as many as a quarter million actions were delayed last year and will be pushed into 2011 almost guarantees that this year will be by far worse than 2010 was.
Sharga says about half the foreclosure filings were in five states. This is NPR News. Mudslides in Brazil have killed about 300 people in a mountainous area north of Rio de Janeiro. Dozens of people are missing there. Emergency crews are just beginning to reach some of the towns that were devastated. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says all of the nations he's visited on his Asian trip are committed to reducing tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
If there is a common theme in my visits, it is the common interest of the United States, Japan, the Republic of Korea, and China for there to be stability and peace on the Korean Peninsula.
NPR's Louisa Lim has more on Gates' visit to Japan today.
Gates said South Korea would be within its rights to retaliate if the North mounts another attack. But he said the common objective must be to prevent another provocation from taking place. In Tokyo, Gates and his Japanese counterpart struck a positive tone on the controversial relocation of a U.S. military base in Okinawa. Gates said the U.S. hoped to move forward with the relocation while reducing the impact on the community. Stormy ties with Japan have been strengthened by common concerns about North Korea and China's rise. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
People in New England are digging out from the winter storm that rolled up from the south and walloped the region, dumping more than 2 feet of snow in some areas. Utility crews are working to restore power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses in the Northeast. Bruce Sullivan with the National Weather Service says 49 of the 50 states now have some snow on the ground.
Every state except Florida had snow on the ground in some part of their state. That included Hawaii.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.